It's really incredible how fast AI is moving, isn't it? Like you look away for a second and boom, there's something new that just changes your perspective on what these systems can do.
Oh, absolutely. We're definitely seeing a shift. It's not just about pattern matching anymore. AI is really starting to tackle complex reasoning.
Yeah, actual problem solving. And that leads us to this really interesting paper we've been, digging into. It's about a new approach.
Exactly. The paper's called Absolute Zero: Reinforced Self-Play Reasoning with Zero Data. Quite a title.
Absolute zero learning. Yeah, the name itself sounds like a total reset. Starting from scratch. Is that basically the idea? Training AI to reason without any human-made training stuff.
That's the core of it. For ages, we've relied on, showing AI countless examples, think step-by-step guides or just question-answer pairs.
Right.
This absolute zero, well, it flips that completely. It asks, can AI get good at reasoning just by learning from its own generated experiences?
Which is exactly what we want to unpack with you today. We're aiming to sort of break down this research, explain the main ideas, and talk about what it might mean.
Yeah, looking at why the older methods might be, well, hitting a limit.
And how this absolute zero thing actually works. These proposer and solver roles sound intriguing.
And the kinds of tasks the AI learns, its performance, which is surprisingly good.
Right. And maybe some other interesting, maybe even slightly concerning things they observe too. So let's get into it.
Okay, so first, why look beyond the usual training methods? Well, the paper points out that things like supervised fine-tuning SFT, they really lean heavily on these detailed data sets, humans providing answers and the reasoning steps.
Yeah, the whole rationale.
And even reinforcement learning with verifiable rewards, RLVR, which focuses more on the outcome, it still needs human-made question-answer pairs to, guide the learning.
Right, it feels like trying to train a world-class chef just by showing them finished dishes and recipe cards. As the AI gets smarter, the amount of that perfectly prepped data you'd need, it just balloons. The paper mentioned some other research highlighting these scaling problems. It might just become impossible to keep creating enough high-quality data.
And there's a neat parallel here, actually, to the pre-training data crunch we saw with large language
Oh,
models.
interesting.
Plus, the researchers behind Absolute Zero suggest that if we only ever train AI on tasks we design, well, maybe we're unintentionally capping its potential. Like, are we limiting its ability to learn autonomously if we only ask it questions we already thought of?
That's a fascinating point. We might be putting guardrails on its learning without even realizing it. So, okay, how does absolute zero break free from that? What's the big idea?
The core idea, and they have a good diagram, figure two, is basically training the AI model to do everything itself. It proposes tasks, it solves those tasks, and it learns from that whole cycle, all without any external human data feeding in.
Wow. So no more giant human-labeled data sets for this reasoning part. That really is a fundamental change.
It really is. And to pull this off, the AI model essentially wears two hats. Figure three illustrates this. Think of it having two jobs, the proposer and the solver.
Okay, proposer and solver. What does each one do?
So the proposer, its job is to invent the tasks. It's like the AI thinking, here's a puzzle that might be good to solve.
Okay, it creates the challenge.
Then the solver, which is part of the same model, tries to crack that puzzle. And the learning comes from doing both proposing and solving over and
That
over.
sounds quite elegant, actually. So this self-learning loop, how does it work mechanically, step by step?
Right, the paper lays it out pretty clearly. They use this model denoted POS, and this single model acts as both the proposer, propose, and the solver, solve.
Got it. One model, two roles.
Precisely. So the leaf starts. The proposer sort of imagines or samples a task, they call it too. And it's not totally random, it's based on some internal variable, Z. Think of it as influenced by what the AI currently knows or is focused on.
Okay, so it generates a task based on its current state. Then what?
Then the environment, which they call E, steps in. It takes that proposed task and makes it concrete. It forms a specific problem with a query X and a known correct answer, U.
Ah, so the environment sets up the test properly and knows the right answer for checking later.
Exactly. Now the solver gets the query X and it generates its answer, Y.
And then comes the learning part
Yeah.
based on how well it did.
You got it. Two rewards happen. The proposer gets a learnability reward. This basically scores how useful that task is likely to be for improving the whole model, Penna. It nudges the proposer to create tasks that are you know, in the sweet spot, challenging but solvable.
That makes sense. You don't want it making impossible tasks or tasks that are too easy.
Right. And the solver gets a straightforward solution reward. This just measures if its answer ye matches the correct answer ye. Did it get it right?
Simple enough.
And the key is, this whole thing is self-play. The AI is its own teacher and student creating its own curriculum, and it can just keep going, improving itself indefinitely.
This is genuinely a different way of thinking about it. So what kind of reasoning exercises is this AZR model putting itself through? What are the tasks?
They focus mainly on three kinds of code-related reasoning tasks. Code is useful here because you can easily check answers automatically using an interpreter.
Okay, makes sense. What's the first type?
First is deduction. This is like, here's some code, here's an input, now predict the output. Figure 23 has an example. The AI has to essentially run the code in its head to see what happens. Straightforward logic.
Okay, trace the code, predict the result. Got it. Second type.
Second is abduction. This is kind of deduction in reverse. You get the code and the output, and you need to figure out what input would produce that output.
Oh, working backwards.
Exactly. Figure 22 shows an example, analyzing code to find an input for a specific result. They also mention Sudoku solving as a neat example of abduction, given the final rules and some filled cells. Find the missing inputs, the numbers.
That definitely sounds trickier than deduction. Needs more, like, inference. And the third type?
Third is induction. Here, the AI sees several input-output examples for some hidden rule or program, and it has to guess the underlying logic. Figure 21 shows the model trying different inputs, seeing the outputs, and trying to learn the general function, generalizing from examples.
Deduction, abduction, induction, predict output, find input, find the rule. That covers a lot of ground for reasoning. Okay, the million-dollar question. How well does it actually do? Does this absolute zero thing work?
And this is where it gets really, really interesting. The paper's main finding is that AZR shows, and they use the phrase remarkable capabilities, across both math and coding tasks. And remember, this is without seeing any human data specifically for these tasks during its reasoning training.
Remarkable even without the human data.
Yeah. In math, they found it performs competitively with other similar zero reasoner models that were trained using human math problems.
That alone is pretty surprising. Learning math reasoning without explicit math training data. But you mentioned coding too.
Oh, yeah. In coding, AZR hit new state-of-the-art performance. It actually beat models that were trained on code datasets using that RLVR method.
Wait, really? Beat models trained on actual code?
Yeah, table one shows it. On average, AZR outperformed previous models by about 1.8 absolute percentage points on their benchmarks.
Wow. Okay, so an AI that teaches itself coding puzzles gets better at these benchmarks than AI trained on human code examples. That feels significant.
It really does. They specifically call out their absolute zero reasoner coder 7B model. It got top scores overall, and in coding, even edging out models trained on expert human coding data by a 0.3 percentage points. It really highlights the potential here.
Okay, so the performance is impressive. Did the researchers notice anything else? Any like unexpected behaviors or cool insights from watching AZR learn?
Definitely. A few quite fascinating things popped up. One was in those code induction tasks. The AZR model started generating code in a way they called React style. Figure 19 shows this.
React style, what's that?
It means the AI wasn't just writing code, it was inserting comments within the code that looked like step-by-step plans. Almost like it was thinking out loud, planning its next move right there in the code comments.
Huh.
It's similar to what people have seen with much, much larger models used for complex math proofs. It suggests the model might be developing internal planning strategies naturally, even without being told to.
That is really interesting. It's showing its work, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else stand out?
They also spotted what they called emergent cognitive patterns, like state tracking, in one of their AZR models based on Llama 3.18b. Figure 26 illustrates it. It looked like the model was successfully keeping track of information across different reasoning steps.
Okay, developing some internal memory or tracking, that seems useful. Now, the paper also mentioned something important, maybe a bit worrying, an uh-oh moment.
Ah, yes, that's crucial. Figure 32 shows this. While the Llama-based AZR model showed impressive reasoning, it also occasionally produced reasoning chains that were, well, concerning, potentially unsafe or flawed logic.
Okay. So even though you remove the reliance on potentially biased human data for training the reasoning, you don't automatically get safe AI.
Exactly. It highlights that even with this self-learning approach, there's still a real need for ongoing research into safety alignment and guardrails. Getting rid of human training data for reasoning doesn't magically solve safety. Future work on safety-aware training is definitely needed.
That's a really important caveat. Okay, shifting gears slightly, did they look into why it works so well? Like, how important were the different task types or the way the proposer worked?
Yes, they did ablation studies, basically taking parts away to see what happens. They found that removing task types, especially induction and abduction, really hurt math performance quite a bit. Table 2 shows this. It suggests these different reasoning types work together. They're complementary.
So you need the mix. Deduction, abduction, and induction.
It seems that way, yes. Variety is important. They also looked at the proposer design.
The part that creates the tasks.
Right. They found it was important for the proposer to learn from its own past examples. If they just gave it a fixed prompt to generate tasks, performance dropped in both math and code. So the proposer needs to adapt based on experience to keep generating useful challenges.
That makes intuitive sense. It needs to learn what makes a good learning task.
Hmm.
Okay, and one last thing they looked at was the tasks themselves. Did they get harder or more varied over time?
They did. They measured task complexity using a couple of metrics, and also task diversity, like how different the generated code structures and answers were. Figure 27 shows these metrics generally trended upwards during training.
So the AI was implicitly pushing itself, making things harder and more diverse as it learned.
Exactly. It seemed to naturally optimize for creating a more challenging and varied curriculum for itself over time.
That's a really powerful self-improvement dynamic.
It is. And one more quick observation tied to that. In abduction and deduction, the proposer often made the code more complex, maybe to create a harder puzzle. But in induction, the solver tended to generate simpler, more efficient code, perhaps trying to find the cleanest underlying rule.
Interesting, like different pressures shaping the learning.
Yeah, like an internal dynamic driving things forward.
Okay, wow. Let's try and pull this all together. What are the main things we should take away from this deep dive into Absolute Zero?
Well, the big picture is that Absolute Zero is this really novel way to train AI reasoning. The key is that it lets models get surprisingly good at math and coding without needing human-curated reasoning examples.
Right, through that self-play loop. Proposer makes a task, solver solves it, model learns.
Yeah.
Using deduction, abduction, induction.
Exactly. And it naturally seems to make the tasks harder and more varied over time.
And the results are, frankly, startling. Competing with or even beating models trained on human data in coding.
Yeah, that state-of-the-art performance in coding, achieved without seeing expert human code for the reasoning part, that's the real headline grabber. Plus those interesting emergent behaviors, like the React-style planning.
But also, crucially, that uh-oh moment, the reminder that safety is still a major consideration, even with self-learning.
Absolutely critical point.
So, stepping back, what does this mean? AI that can define its own learning path. What are the implications?
That really is the big question, isn't it? Could this be a key to unlocking maybe much more advanced, more autonomous AI? An AI that could move beyond the limits of what we currently know or think to teach it.
An AI identifying its own knowledge gaps and designing ways to fill them.
Potentially. It opens up some truly mind-bending possibilities for how AI might learn and evolve in the future. Both exciting and perhaps a little daunting, too.
It definitely leaves you with something to think about, and it sounds like the researchers want others to jump in.
Oh, for sure. They're releasing their code, the models, the logs, making it all open source. They're actively encouraging the community to build on this and explore where it could lead.
Well, that feels like a good place to wrap up our deep dive for today. Thanks for walking us through the fascinating world of Absolute Zero Learning.
My pleasure.
We really hope this gave you a new lens on just how quickly AI is advancing and the different paths that progress might take. Thanks for joining us.